My best friend. Let me tell you a little bit about mi mejor amiga here in Ecuador. She's inspiring and so very kind. She challenges me to push myself farther and grow into the best version of myself. She challenges me to look at things differently, to take advantage of every opportunity, and to really love life. She is 11 years old. An open letter to mi mejor amiga. If you are a girl, a young woman, a giver, a dreamer, then this letter is for you. I am just as confused as you. I came into this year not knowing what to expect, yet having expectations anyway. I can tell you, so far this year has been way better than any preset expectations had in store for me. But what I didn't realize is how confused I would be. Yeah, maybe sometimes I feel like I'm getting more confidence and getting a better handle on who I am and want to be as a person in the bigger scheme of things. But a lot of times, what I see just leads to more questions, and then I get confused and overwhelmed by the unknown. And so, don't worry. Confusion and uncertainty are part of life. I and many other young girls are right next to you, struggling to make sense of what we see and experience every day. It's okay to run away, to escape into your own world for a little while. But don't forget, I am here. You are not alone, and I will support you however I can. You are a strong girl. You are a determined individual, and you inspire me. I know you can accomplish your dreams because you are tough. My friends and I always talk about how we want to be tough. But what I want is to have your toughness. You are a role model to me. Being here in Ecuador, I'm confused about the good and bad and the unfairness of life. I am confused about right and wrong. And the more I learn, the more gray I see. There is no right answer. There is no one solution. Everything is gray. Why was I born where I was? Why was I given this opportunity? Why am I lucky enough to have health care, electricity, a bathroom, books in my house, parents with jobs, and education? I see each day how unfair life is, and it just upsets me more. As I reflect on this, I think part of the reason I came to Ecuador was to have my previous beliefs challenged. I mean, yeah, it was a challenge to learn electromagnetic fields and physics, but I think part of me wanted my world to be turned into my favorite strawberry banana smoothie, shaken up, cracked apart, yet still fully functional. I wanted to be challenged to see the world outside of my usual lens. But now I'm getting that view, and gosh, sometimes it's overwhelming. But other days, as I'm dancing with my dance group or talking to my friends, I realize how lucky I am to have my view shaken up and cracked apart, opening up new pathways of thinking. I am grateful. And I am grateful that you picked up this letter, because I want you to know how truly amazing you are. You have grit, resilience, a smile, and a beautiful laugh. Don't give up. I'm here supporting you, cheering you on. You are meaningful to this world, and you have a purpose that will unfold if you let it. Don't give up, because I won't stop believing in you. Love, a confused girl/teenager/woman.